Because Hollywood really is an organized crime network. And, you know, that's what it is. It's like pimps up, hose down.
Yeah.
That's how I always describe Hollywood. It's like, okay, your agent, pimp, another word for pimp.
Yeah.
Your lawyer, another word for pimp. And the hose are the talent. And, you know, they think that talent is expendable. And they think the people running Hollywood are the pimps. And they are. It's just like any other business.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. In the end, it's just, it's also just business.
It is business, which is organized crime. All business is nothing but organized crime. Yeah. Ain't it?
It really is, yeah.
So, I mean.
And maybe this is
also
just,
that Hollywood got in bed with the CIA. And so that was government money given their way to portray certain things for mass media, for mass consumption.
Yeah.
And to keep people in line, to keep them like thinking fairy tales instead of looking at the truth. Well, hey, where's my tax money going? It's like, oh, and then Richard Gere falls in love with the prostitute on Hollywood Boulevard. Don't go down there and actually look at the 12-year-old prostitutes that live on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
Believe the bullshit lie that, you know, the boy always gets the girl in the end and, you know, that, you know, there's friendly aliens and, you know, anything Spielberg does. It's just for mind control. Mass media is for mind control and people are being paid. And they're happy to take the money to make sure that they keep the population under mind control and quiet. They want docile workers.
Yeah.
Like in China, docile workers. They didn't have that in America. You know, they had loud people that were pissed, working class people that are pissing, going, I'm going to turn you into this and that if you don't this and that. So they brought in all these immigrants. That's what it's for, is to break the back of the working class labor and pay. It's like they'll do it for 2 cents.
Mm.
You want a $5. You want a $15 minimum wage. So we brought them in. They'll do it for two. See ya.
Yeah.
It's just cruel, but that's what business is.
That's what business is, really.
Yeah, it isn't no love story.
Right, even though it's so, like, and that's the interesting thing about Hollywood is that it sells love stories. It sells, like,
bullshit.
Right, so it gets you to believe these things. And maybe at one time it believed in those things. It was, but I do think that over time it has been.
It never did, because you have to look at the movies that come out at the specific, I'm just talking about movies.
No, okay.
Mass media and TV. I had my own shit in TV, which that would take 5 shows to go into the mind control of TV. And advertising. You know, it's mass mind control. And but the movies, when you look at the time frame that a movie comes out, you have to look at the whole political geography around it and why it's coming out and what it's saying. Because a lot of times it's kind of a fortune-telling thing, and it's predictive programming, it's called, because it's telling you what's going to happen pretty soon. Especially science fiction, what's going to happen pretty soon? Because they're in bed with the government and the CIA.
Right, so they're in bed at this point with like with groups that have more intelligence than the average layman or whatever, the regular guy.
Yeah, they're like, oh, pretty soon they're going to take your picture at the airport. You know, that was science fiction at one time, where you have to look into the camera and have your fingerprints.
And now you have to in LA. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week the cameras were down when I was flying out, and I was like, "What's going on?" The cameras, and they're like, "Yeah, they're redoing the system or whatever." But then I'm like, "Wow, man! Once they just have your, it's just like, why do it starts to feel like, is there any real value just to me being a human anymore?"
Yeah, that's the ultimate value. If people could wake up and take that back, we would talk to each other with respect and actually listen, which I don't think people know how to listen to anybody no more.
Yeah.
They just want to hear themselves talk, and all that they're saying is just parroting something they've seen on media.
That's the crazy part. We start to just, like in the end, a lot of people are just parrots now.
Yeah.